Margot Price left her Northern Illinois home near Aledo, Illinois, for the bright lights of Nashville after just 2 years of college. Hardly a move that would be met with enthusiasm from most families, but Margot wasn't the first in her family to leave the relative comforts of Illinois for a career in the music business. Her great uncle Bobby Fischer did the same thing around 1970. And while Bobby Fischer, the songwriter, may not be a household name, he's had over 500 songs recorded by country legends, including Reba McEntire's 1990 hit, You Lie, a record that has sold over 8 million copies. Margot Price and her band, The Price Tags, will appear this Friday evening at Bar None in downtown Springfield as part of the Bedrock 66 Live music series. Margot's record, Midwest Farmer's Daughter, will be released on Jack White's Third Man Records label coming up this March. Margot joined us on the phone from her home in East Nashville.
You know, I grew up living on the farm and kind of out there in the country outside of Aledo, so I didn't even live in the town. I moved away after a couple years of college. I came down to visit a cousin who lived here, and I really liked it, and I ended up staying kind of on my spring break and dropping out of college when I was 20 years old. My grandmothers both loved country music, so I heard a lot of that growing up. My grandmother on my mom's side, Patricia Mall, her brother, had lived in Nashville and still does. So he'd be my great uncle, but his name is Bobby Fischer, and he's written songs for everybody to Conway Twitty and Tanya Tucker to Reba McEntire. So I always kind of had music background home and in school. When my uncle moved to Nashville, of course, you know, that was decades ago, and he had a secure job at home, and everybody said, "What are you doing? You're crazy. Why would you ever go try to make money writing songs for a living?" And he's had over 500 cuts and has done very well for himself. He's always an inspiration to me that it could be done.
Since you put me down, I've been drinking just to drown. I've been lying through the cracks of my teeth. I've been waltzing with my sin. He's an ugly evil twin. He's a double-crossing backstabbing thief. I kill the angel on my shoulder with the fifth of Evan Williams. When I found out you were never
loved, you know, Loretta Lynn's songs growing up. I thought she did such a nice job of representing women and things that needed to be said. She had such a clever way of delivering it without people really knowing that she was even, you know, putting her opinions and morals and ideas out there. You know, I love Dolly Parton. I think she's been an innovator in the whole world of music, not just country, but, you know, there's so many of them. The list goes on for me. Most of them are in the 60s and 70s. It's all been pretty serendipitous meeting both, you know, the folks at Rolling Stone and the people at Third Man. I just happened to be playing a show in a kind of a smaller bar venue called The Basement, and the editor of Rolling Stone was there, and he liked what I was doing, and he said, well, give me a record. And I said, I don't have one yet. I mean, at the time, I was still, you know, playing rock and roll and splitting my focus between both of the projects. There's, you know, there's been a good buzz going on about it. We just finally went and recorded this album. We actually sold a car to do so. In lieu of doing like a Kickstarter or some kind of fundraising thing, we just pawned our stuff and put all our chips or all of our eggs in one basket. Then when I'd sent the album out to several different labels, and some people liked it but wanted to change one thing or another, or, you know, maybe go in and re-record some stuff. And Third Man was just, I gave it to him, and it was a really great fit.
Looking down at us all, it may have come so easy and happened so fast, but the harder they come, they fall. You have many people full of...
Some good country music played, but you know, as Graham Parsons said, in all country music, in all great country music, there's a little rock and roll. So maybe we can convert some people who aren't traditional country fans. I haven't performed in Springfield since the State Fair talent show back in, like, I don't know, I was in junior high or early high school. You know, it was in the, like, Mercer County talent show, and they had the State Fair talent show or whatever it was up in Springfield. It's going to be fun.
Josiah, Josiah, what are we going to do? You gave me, there's no hope at all. Josiah, Josiah.